everyone. I'm Tim Connors, and I welcome you to the June 13th episode of Free Pod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, I'm Becky Connors.
Hi, Becky.
Let's get started on the news you've been missing.
Here is a friendly reminder from your friends at Free Pod. This Sunday, June 16th, is Father's Day. Don't worry, though. You still have time to find just the right way to celebrate the dads in your life.
Area recreational organizations, eating establishments, and other businesses have great ideas for you. Fitness Lifestyles of Freeport is offering facials and massages at special prices for the holiday.
If golf is on the agenda, our local golf courses have great day packages and other options, including gift certificates to their pro shops and pubs and grills for snacks or full meals. You could also head to the brand new Wing It mini golf course at Crate Park, an 18-hole miniature golf course that features natural landscaping with native plants, interactive art displays, and is accessible to individuals in wheelchairs. All ages are welcome, with $6 admission for youth 17 and under and $7 for adults 18 and older. Wing It opens at noon.
Your whole family can ride on the Silver Creek and Stevenson Railroad of Freeport, which will be open both Saturday and Sunday, hosting an antique tractor pull on Sunday. The golden age of railroading had an unsung hero in the numerous branch line trains that tied the small towns of what was once a more rural America to each other and the outside world. You and your dad can experience branch line railroading in a 1912 steam locomotive that takes riders on a 3.5-mile round trip excursion into history. Tickets are $8 for adults and $2 for kids under 12. You can even get a special $20 ticket to ride in the engine's cab. Rides depart on the hour from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at 2954 South Walnut Road in Freeport.
And don't forget that a mini vacation at the movies is a good choice. The Lindo Theater has several blockbusters on screen right now to entertain you both, including the action thriller Bad Boys, Ride or Die, starring Martin Lawrence and Will Smith, and the latest installment of the Planet of the Apes movies, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Which I loved, by the way. And while gifts are great, just spending time together is always a great way to celebrate the day. Whether it's grilling out together, heading to the park for a walk or a pickleball game, or an extended phone call, take the time to celebrate your father or other fathers in your life this weekend.
It's time for the United Way Day of Action. United Way's Day of Action is partnering with Highland Community College servant leaders from surrounding school districts and workplace volunteers for a Day of Action next Thursday, June 20th. Day of Action 2024 is for nonprofits who have a project that could use some helping hands. United Way of Northwest Illinois connects eager volunteers ready to make an impact with 10 nonprofits throughout our three-county region. If you're ready to roll up your sleeves and dive into meaningful projects that benefit our community, you can still register to be part of this inspiring day of service. There's still time for nonprofits to submit their projects too. Just fill out the form for either at the United Way's website or get in touch with Connie Kraft, United Way Director. We'll include those links in our script for today's episode on the Free Pod website at www.freepod.org. Let's come together to create positive change.
The Oakdale Tabernacle, which just a few years ago was in a state of decline and close to being demolished, is undergoing renovation and repairs thanks to the Save the Tabernacle Committee, local volunteers, and generous area businesses. In fact, this historic structure is now hosting events. Its first rental, appropriately, was a Methodist church service on May 19th, which included four congregations. Since one of the original uses of the tabernacle was for summertime revivals, and the United Methodist Church once owned the tabernacle, this milestone event served as an appropriate kickoff to a new life for this building. A lightning strike destroyed the original structure in 1915. Today's tabernacle replaced that structure and was built using steel bridge girder construction. It is the last of its kind in Illinois and has been awarded the Most Endangered Historic Structure status through Landmarks Illinois. Renovations continue today. A new finial was recently put in place thanks to Lesher Heating and Air Conditioning, which donated the handcrafted piece. Kurtner Custom renovated the cupola, adding to the building's historic flair. And additional updates are planned, including rebuilding the stage and repairing the siding. Leaders of the Save the Tabernacle group say the unique structure, which is located just off Baileyville Road at the Oakdale Nature Preserve, can be used for theater, music festivals, scouting events, nature-themed events, flea markets, weddings, and other activities, just as it was before 2015. Though the building is owned by the Freeport Park District and located on park property, the Save the Tabernacle group leased it from the park for 20 years, starting in August of 2021. Anyone who wants to help maintain the tabernacle, fund additional renovations, or rent the space should contact Joe Konoski at 815-656-0513.
When Linda Fote of Freeport sold her vast collection of costumes of the business Camelot Costumes after 40 years of costuming the community of Freeport, she decided to take her sewing talents to a new venture called Bespoke, which offers custom designs, tailoring, and alterations at the business connected to her home. Things changed. I got tired, Fote said. Then I thought of Bespoke, a name for a one-of-a-kind tailor business. I had the building, and I still like to create things. I wanted to turn my costume room into a sewing room. Since this past February, Fote and two others have been creating unique designs as well as altering wedding dresses and other types of clothing. Her business boasts a French theme, including a showroom with a sitting area, dressing room, and full-length mirrors. Kathleen Williams and Irene Moore rent space from Fote and most recently designed and created a Mother of the Bride dress. Fote said she herself plans to concentrate on creating costumes, which she recently did for a regional high school. Bespoke can be reached by email at BESPOKE@gmail.com, bespokecamelot@gmail.com, or 815-656-9729. Appointments are required.
The Freeport Fire Department recently was awarded a $25,000 grant, which Fire Chief Scott Miller said will help buy a new compressor to fill the air tanks firefighters use at a fire scene. Miller said the previous compressor was 24 years old and no longer met current required standards. The money comes from the Office of the Fire Marshal and will fund part of the total cost of the new compressor, which is just over $60,000. The remaining funds will come from the city's Fire Capital Improvement Fund.
Trees are an important part of our plant's ecosystem. As Native Americans noted in the adage, trees breathe in what we breathe out. We breathe in what trees breathe out. We are all connected. The World Health Organization, hundreds of peer-reviewed science journal articles, and many other national and international agencies all agree that trees save lives. This is true, especially in urban areas. Trees promote physical health by purifying air and providing green spaces for exercise and recreation. A recent article in the journal Nature reported that a community with sparse tree cover has 190 more deaths and 30,000 more doctor's visits annually than in neighborhoods with an abundant tree canopy. Other research has demonstrated that spending time in wooded areas reduces stress and help promote mental wellness. Shade trees reduce cooling costs in the summer, and evergreens provide noise mitigation year-round. Both increase property values and make neighborhoods more visually appealing and encourage civil pride. Trees also help to control stormwater and create animal habitat for birds and pollinators. Additionally, trees sequester the carbon that we produce through manufacturing, transportation, cooking, agriculture, and other human activities. In 1 year, one mature tree will absorb more than 48 pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and release oxygen in exchange. Whenever trees are removed for utility easements, housing development, or damage from storms, cities should be encouraged to plant at least one tree for every one that is lost. Competitive urban and community forestry grants are available annually for communities through the U.S. Forest Service. The state of Illinois has a forestry assistance program to provide technical and financial assistance to build communities' capacity to improve and maintain the health of trees and other related natural resources. Tree lovers, go out and hug your trees.
Ron Schneider recently announced his resignation as the executive director for the Freeport Park District to pursue a new employment opportunity. Schneider is leaving the Freeport Park District after serving the district for over 20 years, including the last 4 years as executive director. Among his many accomplishments, he led the district through many park enhancement projects, including grant-funded improvements to Oakdale Nature Preserve Park, construction of pickleball courts in Crepe Park, redevelopment of the new mini-golf course, and earning the Park District Distinguished Agency Accreditation. Dana Stewart, president of the Freeport Park District Board of Commissioners, states that they will certainly miss Ron's leadership and vision, but that they are confident that the transition will be smooth and seamless. The Park Board of Commissioners appointed Bruce Cubberly to serve as interim executive director until they complete a search for their next executive director. Cubberly has more than 35 years of extensive hands-on field experience. For the last 5 years, he's been the superintendent of parks and natural resources for the Freeport Park District. Bruce earned a Bachelor of Science in Ornamental Horticulture at Purdue University and a Master of Science in Landscape Horticulture at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Schneider will leave the Park District on June 26.
In the week ahead, join the Freeport Concert Band for their first performance this Sunday, June 16th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Koenig Amphitheater, often also called the Crepe Park Bandshell. The concert will be performed in memory of Lois Thrasher. Sunday's conductor will be Chip Breaker. It will include a tuba solo by Arnie Rosen, and the evening's vocalist is Kevin Jensen. This concert is sponsored by Angela Damon of Jewel Insurance. The next concert will be on Sunday, June 23rd. We'll hope you enjoy this excellent concert band, and FreePod thinks this would be another great way to celebrate Father's Day.
And listen to our first Tim Beck 2 interview on FreePod next Tuesday, when Nikki Arn, president of the Freeport Concert Band, and I discuss the Park Band Summer of Concerts.
As we round things up, take a moment to enjoy Dairy Month in June. Stevenson County is the second largest dairy-producing county in Illinois, so be sure to toast our standing with a dairy product you love, from ice cream to a cheeseburger. If you're lactose intolerant like me, you can still be proud of Stevenson County, have an oat milk smoothie, maybe not, and that might just demonstrate solidarity just fine.
With that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more.
As we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland. And Team FreePod.
We're Tim and Becky Connors.
And we hope you'll check back next Tuesday for Tim Beck 2 and Thursday for the news you've been missing.
Thank you for listening.